Today is Friday, November 22nd, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. How is everyone? I hope you're doing well. I'm doing all right. I didn't really feel like doing anything when I got home from work. So, I laid on the couch. We watched Bon Appetit videos. Actually, just one Bon Appetit video. We watched, I need to move and it's going to make noise. We watched, they were rating foods to say whether they're a snack or a meal. But they picked all these meals, or they picked all these foods that could be either, depending on quantity. And so it was like, well, you know, if you eat a lot of this, it could be a meal. Or if you eat a little bit of it, you know, I mean, maybe it's not going to be a meal. Who knows? Who knows what it's going to be? But anyway, so we did that. And then I was just like, okay, I need to go up there and record. But while I was doing that, I did set up a new voicemail because I want to get more contact. I really like contact. And I think especially I want to hear what you guys think about some of the topics. And I don't know, I love Scotty calling in and or leaving a, you know, a voice email. But I think some of you that are in the U.S. who maybe don't want to take the time to record an audio file and then email it, you might really want to do just a phone call. So I'll give it at the end, but I'll go ahead and give it now. And you guys should definitely use this. And I'm going to say for the first month, and I may continue doing this, but I'm going to entice you guys to call in. So for the first month, today is November 22nd. So from now until November 22nd, if you call in and leave a voicemail, you're going to get an entry into a drawing for a $50 Amazon gift card. I'm going to bribe you guys to call in. And it doesn't matter where you live, as long as you have Amazon, obviously. I mean, I guess there are places that don't have Amazon. I don't know. I was looking today, and I do have listeners in other countries. I have UK, I have Australia, I have Brazil, Germany. There were a couple of Asian countries. I don't have the whole list in front of me, but I was really surprised. Canada, of course, United States, Mexico, yada, yada, you know. All right, so the voicemail number, if you are ready for that, I hope you guys have your pens and pencils ready. And you're ready to actually write that down. Actually, I need to, I just did it, so I got to figure out what my number is. Let's see. The number is, oh my gosh, I can't find it. Wait a minute. Okay. The number is 479-221-9393. Again, that's 479-221-9393. And you'll get, it sounds kind of like a business, like a corporate. I did record a message, which sucks. I'm going to re-record something with background music or something. But I just did this while sitting on the couch, and I wanted to get it in this episode. So 479-221-9393. They also didn't really have any vanity phone number options. So this is just a straight-up number. It's a cheap thing that I'm doing just to try out because I want to get more content. So just save it in your contacts as Geeky Gay and start calling me. $50 Amazon gift card. I'm going to draw it on December 22nd. So unless that's a weekend, in which case I'll do it the next weekday. All right. So speaking of voicemails, I do want to play one from Scotty. So I'm going to go ahead and do that now.
G'day, Adam and Faye Driver. Well, I thought I might as well just send this to you, Adam, because you're doing daily shows and Faye Driver, well, he does about one show every month or two, so I thought I'd better call you. Now, the good thing about summer, this stinking heat right now, midday, Friday, it's like 28 degrees, it's boiling hot, but The good thing is that at least there's plenty of hotties walking around in their tight shirts or singlets, showing their little hot bodies. So I guess that's a plus. The negative, of course, is skin cancer. And I had like 15 sunspots burnt off my face at the doctor last Thursday. So I guess that's a good thing, because if they stay, then they turn into skin cancer and I die. So anyway, Survivor's Ready. Ah, oh, what an amazing podcast. I'm sure that... I'm not sure who, either your fame is rising or the Faye Driver's fame is rising from being on that show, because you're probably getting thousands of people subscribing to it. And I watched it last night. Amazeballs. Okay, gotta go, gotta catch my train because I've got a job interview in 2 hours. Bye.
Now, I'm not good at interrupting people mid-voicemail. I do play these live, so I just sit here and listen to it. I know that, like, Fatty... I don't know this, but I'm pretty sure Fatty, like, puts the audio file in. He doesn't, like... But I'm recording it live, so I play it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But I'm not good at, like, interrupting and saying stuff and, like, having a little conversation. So, anyway, but I did play it live. But, anyway, I did want to say Scotty emailed me because he had said something... I believe it was in his last... voice letter, and he had basically said that I make more than him, and I was like, no, Scotty, there's no way that I make more than you, because you're an attorney or something like that. So he sent me an email and, like, basically his pay stub. I mean, he not actually his pay stub, but I mean, he sent me an email and it was like a breakdown of what he makes, and I do make more than he does. I mean, but I don't know. Are you an attorney? Because attorneys over here, and you may have mentioned what you are, but, and I don't want to read the email. I mean, you make, you know, a respectable amount of money. It's not bad. And I am not wealthy, but yeah, I mean, I do make a little bit more than you, but you know, it's neither here nor there really. When we're compared to Baron Frosty, you know, I'm sure he makes triple all of us. So, you know, at the bakery or wherever he works. So it's all fine. But anyway, the other thing that I wanted to say... Oh, gosh, I'm getting all choked up. So the other thing I wanted to say is I did make the crispy, crunchy potatoes last night. I'll talk more about that on Throwing Down with Joe. But I was correct. They turned out a little bit too runny for my liking. And also, the work involved in doing all the steps, I don't feel like the payoff was good enough. They were good, but the amount of work, I mean, like, you have to make the topping. It's like bread and chips and paprika and lemon zest and garlic, and you have to toast it all up, and that takes 15 or 20 minutes. They wanted you to roast the potatoes instead of boiling them, and then you need to peel them while they're hot and burn your fingers and, like, you know, all this stuff. And you know, you had to steep you took the milk and the butter and put a head of garlic in it, and thyme and lemon and peppercorns and all this, and then you had to steep it in that milk, and then let it sit for at least 30 minutes. Now that I would do. That I would do again, but the roasting of the potatoes really didn't seem to make any difference to me. And also, the making the topping, you could probably just buy some, like, those fried onions that everyone uses at Thanksgiving. The topping was good, but I don't know. Anyway, it's an enjoyable dish, but it was a lot of work. It took me like an hour and a half to make mashed potatoes. It's crazy. I'm not a fast cook either, so that's another thing. All right, so I did get an email from Alex I want to read really quick. Hey, Adam, I heard your most recent podcast about how you think Mayor Pete is unelectable because he is gay, and I have some thoughts. I don't think any of the Democrats will win the South, so let's just leave the South out of the discussion. The Democrats don't need the South to win. If any of your Southern listeners are offended by that, tell them to please campaign for whoever the Democratic nominee is and prove me wrong. The Democrats do, however, need Ohio and Florida to win, along with Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and other key swing states. The fact that Pete is from the Midwest may very well play to his advantage. Yes, there are bigoted people all over the country, but I think that people from the Midwest would have a stronger pull to vote for one of their own rather than a liberal from Massachusetts or California or Obama's right-hand man. The fact that he is leading in Iowa currently does seem to validate that thought. I too would prefer an old shoe over Trump. At least the old shoe would have sane people around it and would nominate liberal-minded judges to the Supreme Court. While I don't agree with everything you say on your show, I love the fact that you're getting into some juicy conversations. Alex, I wish you agreed with me on everything, because then I wouldn't sit here wondering, oh my God, what things does Alex think I'm a complete idiot on? It's probably Chick-fil-A that you disagree with me on. I'm a people pleaser. I want everyone to agree with me, or maybe I want to change my mind to agree with everyone else. I see your point. Definitely Democrats don't need the South. And you know, one thing about being in the South for me and being in a conservative state, I feel like, especially when it comes to federal elections, my vote counts for nothing, because it's gonna be a Republican presidential, you know, person. So what you gonna do? I don't know. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can call me, 479-221-9393. You can find many more shows, LGBT and LGBTQ, over at pride48.com. I will talk to you. Man, that was, I don't know what that was. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.